arrhythmogenic left ventricular dominant dysplasia. Medical history: female patient, 17 years old. History of palpitation. CMR flowchart: stack of sine images in short axis view to evaluate by ventricular volumes and function. Black blood images, per density in weight imaging, in short axis and long axis. Black blood images, protein density weight images with fat saturation, in short axis and long axis. Late gadolinium enhancement images after the administration of a bolus of contrast agent. Mean CMR findings: normal biventricular regional and global function, normal thickness of left ventricle walls in black blood images and late gadolinium enhancement images, presence of multiple areas of myocardial substitution by fat and fibro fatty tissue. Conclusion: left ventricle dominant dysplasia. Left ventricle dominant dysplasia. Figure 1.26, panels A and B. Black blood protein density weighted images. Short axis view of the heart. Evidence of fatty infiltration at the level of inferior wall. Panel C and D. Black blood protein density weighted images. Vertical long axis of the left ventricle. Evidence of fatty infiltration at the level of inferior wall. Panel E. Black blood protein density weight image in axial plane. Panel F. Steady state free precession sine images in axial plane and diastolic frames. Evidence of fatty infiltration at the level of proximal septal wall. Black blood protein density weight images with fat suppression. Left and middle panels, short axis view of the heart. Right panel, vertical long axis view. Arrows show the area of fatty infiltration at the level of inferior wall. Late gadolinium enhancement images in short axis view of the heart. Four parallel planes. Arrows show the most evident areas of contrast agent uptake.